We've got the Chancellor's autumn statement in a week's time, and we thought it was right to come here, where you're at the sharp end of what the Chancellor decides, to talk to you about our views on the economy and what needs to happen. And I'm afraid the work programme turns out to be a miserable failure. It's just not working. It's not working because over the first year of the work programme's life, just 2 in every 100 people has been getting a job. And frankly, if the work programme didn't exist, the estimates are 5 out of every 100 people would be getting a job. Now, why is that happening? Why isn't the work programme working? Our view is very, very clear on this. To reform welfare, which is what everybody wants to see, you've got to have government and people playing their respective roles, showing their responsibilities. We've said, for example, in relation to young people, we shouldn't leave young people languishing out of work for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. We should be getting those young people jobs. We should be working with employers like Bruce and saying, we, government, will pay the wages if you provide the training, and let's mobilise every business in this country behind getting our young people working again. That is the way in which you can really reform welfare. And what we've seen from this government, I'm afraid, is a failure to reform welfare. Welfare bills are going up, not down, not because of generosity in relation to welfare from this government, but because their plans aren't working.